Unit 2, Autumn Leaves. Plants are autotrophs, meaning that they make their own food in a process called photosynthesis, which keeps them alive from year to year. They take in carbon dioxide and water from the soil and air around them to produce oxygen and energy, which keeps them alive. The main tool used for photosynthesis is the chlorophyll, which live in plants' leaves. The chlorophyll gives leaves their green color. They reflect green light and absorb red and blue light. During the fall, the weather on Earth begins to cool down and the days become much shorter than in the summertime. In order to preserve some of their needed energy, plants begin to stop producing so much chlorophyll this time of year. In this period, pigments called carotenoids and anthocyanins reveal themselves since there is less chlorophyll there to cover them up. Brown, yellow, and orange colors are reflected back to the human eye by carotenoids, while red, purple, and pink are reflected back by anthocyanins. These pigments give carrots and berries their colors, and although they are always present in a plant's leaves, they are usually covered or overpowered by the chlorophyll. This is why the leaves appear brown, red, and orange in the autumn, as the leaves produce less of the chlorophyll. Leaves look like different colors depending on what part of the world you might be in. This is due to the fact that temperature greatly affects how much chlorophyll a plant loses. Leaves usually appear more vibrantly colored in areas where temperature drops lower, leaving more carotenoids for the human eye to pick up. In some areas of the world, the temperatures change very little in the fall and winter, and so a plant barely loses any of its chlorophyll, and the leaves retain their green color. In the winter time, especially where it gets very cold, leaves die since there is so little sunlight. At this point, they fall off the tree and onto the ground until plants can regrow them during the next season.